The band Drawing Blanks is releasing a new EP this week. The four-piece rock band from Siloam Springs will release Lover in the Sky Saturday night with a show at Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville. Three of the band's members, Sawyer Hill, Spencer Hill, and Joel Robertson, recently stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF to talk about the new album with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. He began their conversation by asking the band why they decided to release the new EP separate from their previous release, 2018's Traceless, when both were recorded at the very same time.
Well, whenever we originally started, we walked in the studio and we're like, Chris, we want to make a double LP. We got 15 songs and we want to do it all in 2 days.
And he goes,
you're funny.
Yeah. Basically, he thought we were out of our minds, which we were.
And so whenever, you know, we're like, we're going to try and do it anyway because we're amazing. And money happened. And we're like, well, we got it all done. What else is there to do? And he's like, well, you still got mixed and mastered, and that costs as much as all recording that you've done so far. So instead of climbing that mountain and tackling it all, we decided to split it up into two. And we did Traceless and then this one. But this Lover in the Sky, we saved these songs because these were, like, to us, kind of like the most important ones in a way.
The double LP's name was actually going to be Lover in the Sky.
Yes. And we kind of, the way we did the track listing for that one was a very specific way. Mm-hmm. Just like we try to put a certain feeling into the songs that we are coming out with as a whole.
Not like a literal concept album, but kind of like an emotional concept album that it would, you would, it, no, it's true. The way that it would flow and move.
No, I agree.
The emotion of it follows this kind of storyline, what of love and how it starts out beautiful and wonderful and then bumps in the road happen and it can sometimes end real badly.
Yeah, I would say that's a reach, but...
That's not a reach. That's how I see it. Well, it's not like it's sad. It's not... Sad isn't
it's
the word...
It's not just sad.
Yeah, it's not just it's sad.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some bangers in there, for sure. For sure, like the newest single that we just came out with, That's All.
That's a banger. Mm-hmm. What did Chase say whenever he got done recording that? He said something. He, like, yelled out from the studio. I think he said, he's like, that's a banger,
that's
boy.
That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said.
Oh, and where did that song come from? Because, I mean, it's like... Four and a half minutes of just straight up rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What happened was I was watching Hot Girls Wanted on Netflix. Is that the name of it? It's this documentary about cam girls. And it made me really angry. It was just so much. Everybody in the industry around is just like, I'll do anything for money. And I'm like, money isn't that important. You shouldn't do this just because you want
it
money.
It is important when you're trying to make an album.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Let's just be clear.
And so I was really upset about that. And I was really also, we're from Siloam Springs, it's a really Christian town. Mm-hmm. And I was upset because you go to church on Sundays or Wednesday nights, that's the youth group time. And I would go there and I'd see all these people acting like holy and like always being there for everybody, but then I go and see them at school and they don't give a crap about you. They don't care about you whatsoever. They act like they've never seen you before, and I thought that was really hypocritical and it made me really upset. So the whole song is kind of about that and that kind of hypocrisy of being one thing and thinking I need it all. I'm the one that needs this more than anybody else. It's all about me. So it's kind of sarcastic in a way. That's all.
you recorded this album at East Hall. What was that process like? Why did you choose East Hall?
Because Chris Moore is a saint.
He makes the best work around.
Yes, he recorded a lot of albums of bands that we really liked from the
hashtag
area.
Hashtag Dead Indian.
Yes, Dead Indian. Witch Sister, Ten High. And so we figured that we would, based on what we heard, try it out.
It was love at first sight.
Yeah,
as soon as we walked
he
in
is
there.
Incredible. We couldn't speak more highly of Chris and his whole team that he has there.
Chris Moore actually played organ on the entire album, as well as the last album.
Traceless.
Yes, that is Chris on keys.
So big ups to that.
Yeah.
How did you talk him into playing on that?
It wasn't hard.
We asked him very, very, very nicely.
He's a cool guy. He's a really cool guy.
We had
guy.
An organ player that dropped out, and we're like, well, now what are we going to do? And he's like, you know I play organ, right? And we're like, well, why didn't you say so?
So who did most of the heavy lifting on writing this album? Was it a group effort, or?
It's me and Joel. Mm-hmm. I would say it's half and half, you know. Typically, it's hard to say. Everything's circumstantial. I'll write the songs that I sing. Joel will write the songs that he sings. But there's quite a few of them that will blend together. Like, that's all. Me and Joel wrote that one together. He wrote the most of it. But, I don't know.
And, like, Fade Away, he wrote the guitar for that, and it was originally going to be an instrumental. And then, but I loved it so much, I wrote lyrics for it. But he sings it. So that, I think that's, it's like the only time I've written something that he sang.
Yeah.
But mostly it's if I write it, I sing it. If he writes it, he sings it.
I gotcha. You said that, you know, you recorded these songs along with the songs for Traceless, but you decided to wait on releasing these, and these actually still retained the album title that you had initially conceived.
Mm-hmm.
Why wait on releasing these songs and release Traceless and then instead of just releasing these songs from the get-go?
Yeah, that's a good question.
They're two totally different EPs, but you can kind of see where we came from. I don't know. I'm kind of glad that we released Traceless first because from that we were able to look at what we had.
What we had already recorded
at that same time and been like, okay, now what can we do with these that are going to change it and make it even better than what we had done originally?
And that's what I would say the biggest difference is between those two albums is because, you know, they're all our art and it all comes from us and they're all from different times of writing, you know, 2015, 2016, 2017, whatever. But we really spent a lot of time producing this one. And making sure, because, you know, I'm such a critic of myself and of all of us and thinking about what we can do better. And since we had that studio experience, we were really able to sit down and make it into a very professional sounding work of art.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of
that.
A lot of time, a lot of thought, energy, discussion has gone into this. Mm-hmm. And I don't think any of us could be prouder of it.
No way.
Members of the band Drawing Blanks, Sawyer Hill, Spencer Hill, and Joel Robertson speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. The band will release their new EP, Lover in the Sky, Saturday night with a show at Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville. Admission is free, and the band Couch Jackets will open the show, which is scheduled to begin at 10 p.m. Saturday night. You can find out more at the band's Facebook page or at drawingblanksofficial.com.